otters. Intelligent, social, and playful, these small mammals have a knack for capturing people's hearts. Once hunted for their fur, today otters face a new threat. Their charming nature is fueling a huge surge in their illegal trade as pets, and social media appears to be driving their demise. This vulnerable species are being caught in the wild, sold online, and smuggled illegally by criminal syndicates from Southeast Asia. One of the main markets is Japan. 101 East investigates the trade in wild otters. Tokyo, the world's largest metropolis. Densely packed with millions of inhabitants, Japan's capital is hardly the first place you'd visit if looking for wildlife. However, in recent years, a new phenomenon has been sweeping through this concrete jungle. Animal cafes, where customers pay a cover charge to sit in a cafe and pet a number of cute domestic animals. But as businesses compete for customers, there's been a disturbing shift to ever more exotic species. And one animal seems to be more popular than any other, the Asian small-clawed otter. Our first stop is to the original and arguably most famous otter cafe in all of Japan.
We've got 1 hour with the otters, and you can pet some of the different animals in here. And then you come outside, and included in the price is this little bowl of otter treats. Do they stay in here all day?
Inside.
In this cage over here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Where did they come from?
Japan.
In Japan?
Breeder, yes, breeders.
Oh, so they're bred. Yes. So then you get them.
Thank you.
How many do you have?
Otter, three.
Only three?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
The water mammals are kept in a small plastic box with a hole large enough only for visitors to feed them through. If this is one of the most highly rated cafes in the city, I wonder what the other establishments will be like.
Yeah, this is Otter Huatho Habitat, the only protected breeding facility in Southeast Asia. I wonder if this is where they're getting their otters from. And one of the things that you notice here is the stench. It absolutely stinks. And a lot of the otters seem pretty agitated. This is very different to the last place that we visited. We've got bright lights, we've got pumping music, we've got otters stuffed into all of these tiny little cages, being picked up, manhandled by tourists all the time.
Wild otters usually eat fish and crustaceans. Here, they have no choice but to consume a diet dictated by their owners. Sea otters are well adapted to life in the water, but in cafes like this, most don't have access to any at all. And it seems to be affecting their well-being.
And this otter has actually gnawed off part of its tail. Don't know if you can see here, but there's just a little bit of a nub remaining.
Speaking to the staff, we try to discover where these otters are coming from.
So they're a breeder?
Breeder, yes.
In Indonesia? Mm. And then you buy the otters from Indonesia?
Yes.
And they send them to Japan?
Japan.
So the way of justifying what's going on in these rooms here is, and this is from the conservation center in Indonesia, the mother has only 4 breast milk, but the otter can birth 5 to 8 heads of baby otter, so the otter gives birth to 5 to 8 babies. If we let them live in nature, some of the baby otters will die.
The popularity of otter cafes has been steadily rising. But not all locations are quite as comfortable placing their animals on clear display. And it soon becomes clear why.
Sit down.
Thank you. You having fun? Hey guys. Oh no, no. Here you are. Here you are. Is that nice? Oh. I've only been in this small room for about 10 minutes with this music playing, and I'm already starting to lose my mind. So imagine what it's like to be these otters who are stuck in here almost all day, every day. All right, well, this isn't weird at all. Okay, so our time is up here. A very eye-opening experience. Looks like these particular otters are bred in Japan and then brought here, whereas the other place we found out that they were actually importing them from Indonesia. So it seems like this whole otter trade is a bit of a web. All right, let's do it.
Where are these animals coming from? And what's driving the demand for keeping them in captivity? One answer is revealed by a search on the internet. Social media is powering the popularity boom of otter cafes and otters in Japan. There are hundreds of thousands of people who subscribe to otter video channels online. Some of their videos have millions of views. After cats and dogs, could otters be the internet's favorite animal? To find out why someone would want to keep an otter as a pet, we're meeting two of the world's most famous otters and their owner, Ayaka Higuchi, known as Ponchan.
They're like mini Tasmanian devils just running around in circles, playing with all of their toys. These guys might be the same size as a cat. Very cute as well. But they're definitely not domesticated in the same way. Very rowdy.
And what about access to water?
Ponchan said we've got to be very careful because it can get quite wet in here. Because the otters get very excited. They even have a little paddling pool. Check this out. That is crazy. As you can see, these are very much wild animals. They have a lot of energy and they also bite as well. Why is it that your otters became such celebrities?
America no Taketsu ga 食事を知るシーン、あれからの影響で人気が出たと思ってます。
So what's it like having otters as part of your family?
まあでも犬や猫と同じようになんか群れの動物なので家族という感じを私たちももっと触れ合いたい動物たちと。
Would you recommend, say for example, I came to you and said I want to buy an otter? Would you recommend it or not?
買うのは誰にも勧めません。なぜならやっぱり噛みついてしまうのと家を壊してしまうから、あとお水代がすごいかかるんで、可愛いからって安易に買うことはやめた方がいい。
Where did you get them from?
最初に買ったカワウソの横浜生まれの、そこのお店で買った最初で、今は紹介して探してもらわないと、今はもう貴重なものなので手に入らないから、とにかく日本人を探してもらいました、そこのお店で。
Ayako's message is clear. Don't try this at home. But her social media posts seem to be having the opposite effect.And she's still trying to buy otters locally. With otters clearly being loved nationwide, and wild Japanese river otters declared extinct in 2012, where exactly are all these animals coming from? Based on what Ayako had told us, we dig a little deeper into the exotic pet scene and make plans to head out of the capital.
I've just arrived into a city outside of Tokyo called Yokohama, and I'm here to visit what seems to be a rather infamous zoo stroke pet store, They call themselves a zoo, yet from their website, they seem to sell anything from anteater to mountain lion, many different types of monkeys, and possibly otters. So I've got no idea what to expect, but let's give it a go. Owls, I think that's a serval, sloth, penguins, squirrel monkey, and chameleons. This is insane. There is literally every type of animal you could ever imagine seeing here. A porcupine, for example. And it's, oh my word, a binturong. Oh. I lived in Borneo for a few years and only ever saw one binturong out in the wild. And now here's one in a tiny little cell.
The owner has no problem with us filming all this. As he explains.
My purpose is to show people how attractive animals are.
Yeah.
Not from the internet, but actually smelling and hopefully touching. If animals are under stress in the cage, they go like this all the time. And they don't think about, you know, breathing, particularly the rare ones.
And what about otters?
Well, I bought otter from Europe. Sounds funny to import Asian otter from Europe, but they breed the otter. That's why I had a chance to introduce a first pair.
Would it not just be easier to get them from Asia?
Or cheaper? I didn't have connection there. I'm looking for breeding this one. I mean, another male I have. But last time I wasn't successful. She rejected. So I separated them to wait for the right time. Animal lovers, they may criticize what I do by saying, those are not pet animals. Those are wild animals. I wouldn't say, but I think, who are you to decide? Who are you to label? Baby otters were shown on TV show, and unfortunately, that bring the otters into has a popularity. And the reason why I say unfortunately is we don't have enough supply, so some are smuggled in.
Despite how open the shop owner is about his justifications for keeping exotic animals, we are still left with many questions about how otters are being brought into Japan. Most pet cafes say their otters were legally imported from Thailand or Indonesia, but animal rights investigators say the cafes don't have the certificates to prove it. To find out more, it's time for us to leave Japan. Our next stop, Indonesia. We meet up with World Animal Protection Evidence Manager, Abby Parker, and she's brought us to a location the group have been closely monitoring for a while.
We're currently driving to the outskirts of town to go visit the Malang Otter Breeding Farm. Our intelligence suggests that this is a captive breeding facility for otters. Most recently, it's also declared itself as a conservation entity. What's interesting is through our research, we found out that the owner of the farm also owns a chain of interactive otter cafes in Japan, which is where we believe the otters from the Malang farm are being sent.
Has anyone from World Animal Protection ever visited this place?
So we've tried to gain access to this farm. After all, it's a breeding centre, it's a conservation facility, and it promotes itself in a very positive light. However, our investigators have always been refused access. And the question is, why? What's hiding behind those doors?
Arriving at the centre, we went to see if they'd allow us to enter.
There we go. animals. Not good, not good at all.
We're instantly denied access, so we try to obtain as much information as possible.
How many are there?
No idea.
More than 20? Can you hear that? That sounds like a lot of otters.
And are they having babies for the release? Apa ada bayinya mas untuk dilepas liarkan? Tidak. No.
Where do they get them from?
Kalau yang lain dapat orang no idea. Maybe from the government because this is the center, mm-hmm.
Doesn't know where the otters are coming from or where they're going to.
Without going inside, all we could do is speculate.
Well, for a facility that claims to be a breeding centre, there was no sign of breeding, not even any sign of cubs. And for a site that claims to be a conservation centre, there was no sign of any sort of conservation activity going on there. And ultimately, no sign of release back into the wild.
That night, Abby explained exactly what their ongoing investigation had uncovered.
I think the biggest issue that we're having is that this farm was originally founded as a breeding farm. However, it's now describing itself as this conservation entity. Having spoken to the owner of the farm, who also owns these Japanese cafes, he said that he wants to return as many otters as possible to the wild. But he's actually committed to returning 10% of the stock that are born in this facility to the wild, and the remaining 90% can be exported to Japan, most likely for the pet industry or these interactive pet cafes. That to me isn't a conservation facility.
What was interesting is that he said that they have only released two otters in the last year, right?
The Japanese cafes are telling us that they're only importing the fifth otter cub, the weak otter. We know that the cafes are importing 50 to 60 otters per year. Now, the numbers simply just don't make sense. If they were going to import this many otters, we'd have to see a production of about 250 otter cubs per year if it was true that only the fifth otter cub was being imported. Those numbers just don't make sense.
We want to find out more about how otters are being taken from the wild and sold. A source has told us if we want to look for otters, to head to the largest pet market in the entire country. Jatinegara Market, east of the capital Jakarta, is a sprawling hub for the animal trade. A plethora of exotic species sit in tiny metal cages, distressed and sweltering under the hot sun. Walking around the market, it's not hard to believe that Indonesia is considered a global hotbed for the exotic pet trade. Across Facebook alone, there are hundreds of public and private groups dedicated to exotic pet ownership, comprising hundreds of thousands of online members. And laws against keeping endangered animals are weakly enforced.
So no barang barang because you get arrested? Because it's illegal. I see. All right.
At another market in the capital, I find one man willing to talk, so long as we hide his identity.
The gentleman over there said that they do have barang barang, they do have otters, so now we just got to head up to the third floor and check it out.
Any kind of animal they can provide here. Yeah, if the price is right.
What? Tiger, baby tiger.
Baby tiger?
White monkey.
You can buy a baby tiger here in Jakarta.
You know, that what country is. You can pay the police. You can pay for the authorities, okay?
Turns out we've just been told that this morning four otters were traded from this market to the market we were at earlier, even though we were told all morning that they haven't traded otters in years.
We have to find another way into the market. Social media has led me to some dedicated animal rights activists, and one of them is willing to help. Once again, their identity is hidden for their own safety.
So last night I made contact with someone who's willing to go into the market for us undercover and pose as a buyer. So just off to meet him now downstairs and attach a hidden camera to him and send him back into the market and see what intel he can pick up. Now this goes under your shirt. Good to go? All right, good luck. Okay, let us know, keep us posted on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
All right.
After an anxious wait, we finally make contact.
A message has just come in that he's managed to locate the stall of the otter seller. He's not there at the moment, but he's going to try and get his contact details and get him to come back. And in the meantime, he might ask some of the other sellers whether they have any otters. Feeling a little bit nervous over here. Okay?
I'm good.
How'd it go?
It went well, I think.
There's a man who is a buyer from local people who want to sell any kind of animals. What you're looking for, a wild one or a tame one? Is it different? Yeah, because the wild one is cheaper.
Umuran berapa? Umuran berapa? 5 bulan.
I text you later and we'll meet again tomorrow if you want. I said, can I send it to other city?
He has exported otters before.
Yes, exported. Not just otter, any animals.
And so with that single inquiry, a chain of events is set in motion.
Why is it, as humans, that we think that everything is just here for us to exploit or enjoy? Just take otters as a small example. We rip them from the wild, we then take the babies, we keep them in our houses in habitats that are completely unsuitable for them, and then they're manhandled by humans for the rest of their lives. But the really sobering thing is that otters are just one of thousands of species that are actually used in the exotic pet trade. And so in fact, they're really just the tip of the iceberg.